What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're going to talk a little fighting coming on up here. We got a fight coming down at the Hard Rock on Thursday. The PFL is making its way here. They got their championship series, middleweight championship on the line. They got Dalton Rosta or Rosta versus Fabian Edwards, who's Leon Edwards' brother.
That might be the first time in the history of fights that you've had questions about a fight name.
I did, and I was, and it's an easy one too. And I was like, that's not how you say it. I botched it, but right. I do feel bad about it. But he is, he's fighting coming up, and we're gonna be talking to a local guy on the card. Josh Silvera is coming up, and he'll join us later on in the program. So. There you go. We got that coming up for you. Let's get to our headlines.
What,
brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Dolphins, they had a walkthrough practice today. No Tyreek Hill. No Devon Achan. Devon Achan with the calf, dude. I'm nervous.
Yes. I don't like that. Yes. We've seen. But the problem is that in camp, you don't know what level it is, right? You don't know if it's just a little soreness, but I never felt this way before. But ever since calf injury directly affiliated with the old Achilles tear, I've been nervous. All every time somebody say, oh, calf injury. Mm-mm.
Tyreek Hill still missing practice. And
Is he banged up? Is he legitimately banged up, or is this like
you think it's a little making a stink?
They do camp stuff.
Did you guys see on the? Did you see
Channel
on
Saturday?
Yeah,
with
Cunha.
Yeah,
did you hear?
We talked about it on the.
You thought it was a little weird, right?
Absolutely weird, because the answer was weird. Okay, so
the answer was weird. Tua was asked. Go ahead, Vlad. You can explain it. But he was talking about Tyreek.
Cunha asked him about like how's the relationship with him and Tyreek, and then he's like, "Yeah, me and Tyreek we're two different guys. We don't have the same interests. So we don't really hang out like that. But we're working on it, and it's like, wait a minute, it's been 4 years. You've been together.
This is the quote. He said, just got to keep the conversations going, hang out a little more. He has a different personality than I have, so just finding that balance in between. It's continuing to keep those conversations going.
It's been 4 years, man.
Let me break it down. There's people on the team that are like this. I have guys that I play with that I was cool with until they said, hey, you want to go hang out? Absolutely not. Because you ain't about that life they into.
Because they wanted to go snorkeling?
Yeah, they wanted to snorkel, all right. But I'm just saying. So
you didn't want that evil on you, Ricky Bobby.
When he say that, when he says we have different interests, it's like the things that Tyreek does and how he does things is different than Tua.
How he handles things.
And think about this. Tua cannot ever, ever get caught up in one of them Tyreek situations hanging out with Tyreek.
Oh, that's, yeah, I guess.
You see what I'm saying? Ah. So it doesn't mean that they're not cool.
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
It just means that they, like, and he tried to explain that when saying, listen, you got 60 guys hanging around. You're cool with all of them. Some guys you're cooler with than others. That's normal. It's just how he explained it made it sound like there's a problem.
Some of these guys answer questions that
answer them in a way that makes it more difficult.
You've known this game. This is your fourth season with this person.
Right.
If you never hung out with them the previous 3 years, they don't need to know that. So therefore, what's the question? What are you really asking?
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to be honest.
Right. Tua's got that about him. He can't help himself sometimes.
If there's not an issue on the field,
right?
If there's an issue off the field, it's trying to bring everybody together in that locker room so they all 53 players got the same mission. But guess what? Once that game is over,
right,
all 53 Agreed. Players don't have to hang out with each other.
Agreed.
They just got to hang out with each other when they're on the field, when they're in the locker room, when they're practicing. But other than that, that's it. So the question wasn't, hey, are you guys hanging out after work? You know, that type of question was just, what's your relationship?
What's it, here's
and
what,
answered it weird.
But here's what's the difference.
That's it.
No, no, no. But the difference here is we have a situation where Tyreek Hill is very clearly trying to mend fences because he upset people last year by the way last year ended.
Okay, but
that's
trying,
the difference.
But here's the difference. You can be sorry and apologetic, but you still at the other person's pace that you offended.
Yeah.
And so, like, without trying to do that, maybe Tua's like, you know what? He's apologized before. I'm going to ride this one out a little bit, you know, to see if he's being sincere. And like, it's nothing my issue with all of them. I want to see them get some work in together before the season starts. Because guess what? You know what makes friends? Winning.
Yeah.
Good football. I know I've been in fist fights with guys that I hugged after we won. Right? That's the nature of it. So you're not playing football. You're not even practicing together. To now ask a quarterback about a wide receiver who you already got problems with and then you're not practicing, it's a tough spot. And Tua tried to be honest about it.
Well, I appreciate it. His honesty, because you always appreciate honesty in the media, but I also do know, you know, like, there is a damage control element to it, and it feels like sometimes Tua finds himself in positions where, like, I can't lie about this,
right?
I can't. It's not in me to just no sell it and move on, because you could have just, he easily could have just told Mike, he could have been like, we're all good, baby, we're rolling along, but he's like,
yeah. But he tried to like here.
He tried to break down the process
of
it all.
Can I just tell you why you can't say we're all good? You can't say we're all good for this reason. Because of the other guys in the locker room that might have more of a problem of what he did than you did. And you have to respect that. And so that's why you kind of go about it in a way of, hey, Tyreek has to, you know, do some things and make it right, and we're good, and we're working at it, and we're doing all we can to get us where we need to be, you know, but we're not there yet. And that's fine. But the problem is, part of the reason why coach speak and quarterback speak has been invented is because people don't like honesty. Right?
They don't know what to do with honesty.
They don't know what to do
with
it.
They make it
some big thing when, you know what? Just imagine you being in a situation like that and somebody trying to make good with you. And you say, yeah, we're working on it, but we ain't there yet. That's no big deal. That's life. We're making a bigger deal about it than it is. It don't mean they can't play together.
It's not a big deal now. And I've said this with the whole Tyreek Hill thing. Nothing is a big deal right now. It's a big deal, like you said, winning heals all. It's a big deal if they don't win, because then it becomes
more of a thing.
That's why it's a big deal. It's in a very fragile state.
Let me tell you what I do. And this is how you feed into it, right? Anytime we played a team with a disgruntled wide receiver, because they are the first ones to get in their feelings, right? If they don't get the ball, because the media will run to them right after the game, win or lose. If you only got two catches and you're supposed to be the stud receiver, the number one, right? If I'm on another team, you know what the first thing I do is? Let's take Tyreek out no matter what and see what his frustration level is. Because we can make this thing implode from the inside out, and then we won't even have to guard him. And that's what you do. So we'll see how this works out. Not when things are going great. Not when he's catching, you know, 8 passes for 130. When he's catching 1 pass for 10.
I'm going to tell you right now, that duo, they better burn those hammies of Xavier Howard. Because if Xavier Howard, if he shuts your ass down or he gets a pick, I'm going to be furious. I am going to be furious if that happens.
Is week 1 a must-win game?
It's a don't lose.
Oh, it's a don't lose.
It's a don't lose. I'm glad you asked, though. What?
I just did that to bother
don't
you.
Yeah, he just did that.
I just did that to bother you.
He did that to mess.
I am glad you asked, though, Vlad. But no, it's not a must win, but it is a don't lose.
Have you done the schedule yet with the?
You want me to group them together? I will have to put that together this week.
Do that for me Thursday when I'm back.
In. You got it, buddy. Right. I will categorize every game for you if you want me to do that.
I want you to do that.
I will do that.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Leroy want to throat punch somebody.
He does. We should
no,
say.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Mike Cunha is being accused of Cap for Life of stirring it up.
Yeah, he's stirring up.
He didn't stir it up.
He's an instigator.
How is Mike Cunha an instigator? Is there anybody who's less of an instigator than Mike Cunha? He's a very pleasant man.
I just think that. Like, when you hear guys talk every day, you tend to read into what they say a little bit more than you would if, like, I don't think that's a big deal. That's relationships. Like, dude, we work in a building that sometimes has 30 people in it.
I want to
get along with everybody.
You think
we got to work together?
You think Stephen Ross is going to be in the booth this weekend? Usually does he doesn't do any media anymore, but he does usually do that one little sit in
preseason,
for like,
or they send a representative.
In the preseason.
They might send a.
You better not send me Garfinkel.
Why not?
Nah, you send me Stephen Ross
you know
or nobody.
Send. You know who they're gonna send.
He usually does. Like he does, like one little sit in.
I know who they're not gonna send.
Who 13?
Chris Greer.
Oh, no way. No
they probably have Dan talk.
No way, dude. No, I think so. You know, Stephen Ross is gonna pop into that booth. You got to talk to Bo Camper and Steve Goldstein.
I tell you what, not for nothing, right? That. If they don't win, it won't be for lack of trying, right? That guy's thrown more money into this organization, the stadium, the area, the team, than a lot of owners would, right? But I don't know. I don't know if he comes. I don't know if he talks. I think they send somebody.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.